Welcome, everybody, to another episode of On the Couch. I am your host, or one of your hosts, Johnny Supa, and I'm here with...
Danny Cardozo. And I would be the other host, by the way.
He's the other host. And guys, this show is for anybody looking for financial planning, realtors, mortgage agents, and anybody in the entrepreneurial space. Welcome, guys. And it's raining outside.
It is.
Yeah, it's kind of gloomy today, but I kind of like it.
Which means spring is near, it is spring.
It's actually a little gloomy.
We're in the spring.
Right? But before we get into spring, we got to talk about the jersey on Danny.
There's a reason why I'm wearing this jersey, and it only happens in the spring. Not that I wear the jersey, but the time is the Leafs are in the playoffs.
Yeah, buddy. What do you think, dude? What do you think?
Like, I'm a Leaf fan. We're going to win the f-ing cup this year.
I have a lot of faith in them. I'm 40.
I mean, I was born here in Canada. I'm going to say since my father turned on Channel 6, I don't know what channel it was back CBS. In the day, but CBC.
CBC.
And Hockey Night in Canada.
Yeah, it's got to be at least 35 years, I would have to say.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I started playing hockey at 7 years old, so I must have known who the Toronto Maple Leafs. Do I? Yes. You do? Not professionally. Fortunately, but I do play shinny hockey. Just
this thing's glitching in my eye. It's gonna give me a seizure. You know what I want to do for the first? Not for the first. If this is the first time, but let's give a shout out to who's behind the camera. Who's this guy? Let's give a shout out to our producer, Stefano.
Uh-huh. Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, guys, if anybody's looking to start something like this or interested in some media.
Ooh, this is a nice plug.
Yeah, let's keep going. Check out our boy, Through the Lens Films, Stefano and his team. These guys are awesome, guys. Their turnaround time is impeccable. Their editing skills are top notch. And they're punctual.
Wow.
And Danny, they're punctual.
You have anything good to say about me?
Absolutely. A lot.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. No, I appreciate that.
Stefano and the team has been great.
Thank you.
We have Jessica out with us today, which is great.
Yeah, another behind the lens.
Behind the lens, behind the scenes. Yeah.
Behind the lens, making us go through the lens. I love it.
And now in front of the lens, boys, what is our topic of interest for today?
So, I mean, time.
Time.
I love time.
We don't have enough
of it. So, we don't. And my whole life is always trying to find time. So, coming to... You're next to financial with Johnny. Johnny sort of, you know, would always talk about time. And I started coming in. I got to find ways to save more time, to be able to produce more in life or in the business also. And I look for tech to help me that. So what are we talking about? We're talking about tech.
Today's episode is about technology. Why are we so into tech, Danny? What does it do for us?
Because I see, like, when you talk to an older mortgage agent or broker, they're so fixated in paperwork and in docs and the old school way of having to meet people in person to get things signed, and it's just like so much downtime. Yeah. And then all we do is talk to our agents. It's like, okay, we gotta speed things up. Like, what's slowing you down? Because we got to come up with a way to speed that up for you.
Yep.
And I think the biggest thing for me was implementing video into my business.
Okay. And how does that help you? Like, what does it do? Like, what does video and how does it increase your time?
So as an entrepreneur, video has helped me create a video that helped train more than one person. So I no longer have to train that person next to me.
Yeah.
You know, we hire someone here or a new agent, trying to teach them the ropes, trying to create our journey.
Yep.
And now we've implemented it all on video. So now that's like, they're on their time. Here it is. Have this completed by a certain time, but watch the video, follow the steps. And
it's a one and done.
Yep.
It makes our lives. I wish I started making videos 2 years ago, the library we would have. And I mean, obviously there's no better time to start than today, but we've been doing it for the last 2 years now. And like our library is pretty in depth on how to's, tutorials, looms.
Yeah. So we Loom. What is Loom? Loom is a website that allows you to obviously record, screen record, allows you to share the videos. It gives you, it works with your email. So, you know, you can create the video and then you can shoot it out in an email to all the people you want to send it out to in seconds. So let's lets you know if someone's actually watched that video, is awesome.
This is crazy. I've never even heard of it.
So basically, let's say you're interested in getting a mortgage. Let's give you guys a scenario. So Jess, you're interested in mortgage or Steph, you say, hey, I want to refinance my property because I want to consolidate debt, or I'm looking to buy an investment property. Instead of having a 2-hour conversation with the client on the phone, and sometimes clients have busy lifestyles, like they got kids, work, extracurricular activities, we'll sit there, we'll build their budget sheet, record it. So it's screen recording what's on the screen. We're on there as well in a little circle on the right-hand corner or left-hand corner. We talk about what's on the budget sheet. You then put it in your email. It transcribes and gives you a content or context to put a caption inside your email, already AI generated. You send the email to the client. It tells you the metrics on if they clicked and opened the email, if they've watched.
Sorry, push it back a little. I can hear you breathing again, man.
I know, I hear myself breathing. It's crazy.
You get the click open rate. You get to see how long the duration of the video they've watched. So the average video time, and the client gets to watch the video, see what happened. Like instead of if they can't make a Zoom call, but it just eliminates certain steps, but it creates efficiency. And it makes the experience for the client a lot better, a lot smoother. They don't have to make any branch visits or any time. It's just you can watch it on your time while you're making breakfast with the kids.
I think that's the most important part. It's like you're dealing with a husband and wife, let's say,
yep,
in this scenario, right? The husband's available at 5 o'clock. The wife's only available at 9, let's say,
yep,
or vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, you create this video and now they can watch it at their own time together when they're available.
Exactly.
Together, instead of you trying to arrange with two different people to be at the same call at the same time to go over their questions
Does this mean that so who pays for it? Do you guys pay for the service and they get it for free?
Our tech is, like, we pay for subscriptions. Loom is it's nothing crazy. It's not a big bill. But when you start adding all the little ones up together, they become
something. You as the host would pay for it and the people watching it would not pay.
There is free Loom. Like you can open up an account.
Oh, you got a free.
Yeah, but they only host so much data.
Yeah, so we're at a different level. Like we want to store a lot of our videos.
Yeah.
So
we have 93 educational videos inside of Loom.
This is crazy.
That we use for, we'll talk about on another podcast, but we use these videos to educate clients if they're going through a divorce, if they're consolidating credit, they want to do home renovations, they want to understand inflation, whatever it might be. There's 93 different videos. So when they contact us, like Danny and I are saying, we've created these videos so we don't have to do it again.
So can I play devil's advocate here? I'm going to be the everyone listening to this podcast guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about if they say to you, why do you need that if you have YouTube or if you have Instagram or if you have your website? Why is this so much better than that?
It's not better. I'm not saying it's better. And there's
convenient.
It's convenient, but it's us. It's Danny and it's me. It's our agents and it's personable. Like imagine me telling you, saying, hey, you know what? You want to learn about debt consolidation? Just YouTube it. That's crazy. And instead of saying, hey, you know what? That's a great question, Jessica. Let me send you this video and let me know if you have any questions after the video. And then the video has me explaining to you. Or if Danny's building a budget for a client, imagine me saying, yeah, just YouTube how to build a budget for yourself and learn about the difference of blending and extending your mortgage. Imagine having that video on YouTube or the video coming from Johnny and it's saying, hey, guys, thanks for taking the time to watch this video. Here's a brief explanation on how your mortgage is looking like right now. How will it impact you in the next 3 to 5 years? What happens if you blend and extend? If you break your mortgage and you pay the penalty, but you're going to take a lower rate. All these things are better, but it's personal.
Let me ask you something. Would you guys ever do a TED Talk? Would you ever do a TED Talk?
A TED Talk.
You know what a TED Talk is?
No.
So basically, it's someone that is very well respected and has been in the industry for quite some time, and they can give knowledge. You're on a stage speaking to all the young entrepreneurs or people abroad, talking about what you guys specialize in. And the TED Talk is primarily an educational piece where people can fully learn about what they want to do.
I think so.
Would you ever go on stage and talk about what you guys know? Or do you think that that's maybe exposing some of your quote-unquote secrets?
I can see Johnny being on stage 100%.
Why? Yeah. Why just Johnny?
Because I'm like his sidekick.
You're Robin.
I'm gonna be the guy that's gonna push Johnny on stage.
I don't know. So you're Robin.
Come on, Johnny.
You're Robin. No, I don't want to.
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know if I. Maybe I wouldn't. No.
So
you know, when the opportunity comes my way,
I think we need to change that and correct that. Danny is not the sidekick. He is not Robin. He's Professor X. Okay.
Because of the hair situation.
I mean, we can go that far if you want to, but no. But Danny's the brains behind a lot of the stuff we do. I just maybe, and my goal and dream is to be on stage. That is something I definitely want. I want to get to that eventually.
That's a first on this podcast.
Yeah.
You want to be on stage?
My goal is to be at Masterminds. I want to be center. I want to be guest speaker. I want to be a keynote speaker.
Wow.
Johnny would be great at it. There's no question about it. Me, you know, I might need some practice.
but for you, would you consider yourself more as the numbers guy? Are you more of the numbers guy, Danny?
I'm technical. Like I don't.
He's the CFO and the operations manager of our company. Uh-huh. So yes, I mean I think so. He's like what you see in the efficiency and the speed to implementation. That's Danny. When it comes to the nit and gritty and the let's go rah and the pyramid shifts or paradigm shifts and masterminds and mindsets.
Uh-huh.
That's me. I'm sales and marketing.
All right. So here's what we're going to do on this tech episode. I'm going to give you 5 tech sites, products, programs that have been implemented that may or may not improve our workflow. I'm going to say the name and you guys tell me how much of an impact it has done for you and how much you feel it will do for you as it evolves.
Sure.
Very first one, the most knowledge one, of course, is ChatGPT. So let's start with one of you guys and tell me, is this a good thing, a bad thing? And if it's a good thing, why?
Well, we've talked about ChatGPT before in the past, and we think it's absolutely incredible. I love where it's taken us, and where we're going to go with it, to be honest. I don't even think we've fully reached the capacity of what we could achieve with using ChatGPT yet.
Agreed. I'll give you an example. So yesterday I had a meeting. So I'm a board member on the Chamber of Commerce for the town of Caledon. And I have been tasked with building strategic partners. So myself and another lady yesterday, what would take people 4 or 5 hours, I did it in 45 minutes using ChatGPT. And so the efficiency, like we talked about earlier, it allows us to create time. Like I can do what would have taken me 2 days because I'm so busy, or taking me 3 hours. I did it in 45 minutes. Laura looked at me. She's like, that was ChatGPT. I'm like, uh-huh. And it's not like, sometimes I feel like it's cheating, and I'm sorry. I'm trying to win over here. So
it's not cheating. You're just using the,
I'm using the tools.
Yeah, using the tools.
So, I mean, who's not using ChatGPT is going to fall behind real quick.
100%.
So we're already starting to see it.
Yep.
It's the pen and paper people who oppose the tablet. Those same people.
Yeah, the people that don't want to change. They're stuck in their old ways. They're not, you know, it can get a little uncomfortable for a minute or two. But if you start learning it, it's like picking up an Apple iPhone for the first time or a smartphone. You know, you might have been skeptical at the time, but now it's like you can navigate yourself through a phone within minutes and accomplish 2 or 3 tasks.
All right. So that's ChatGPT. Next up on the list is, of course, the incredibly popular during COVID, Zoom. Do you feel Zoom has elevated our ability to maybe work remotely, talk to people on a much quicker basis, become more one-on-one outside of the office space? What do you guys think about Zoom?
Yeah, so I'll tackle this one. I haven't seen a client in the office in probably 4 years.
I mean, the only time I've seen a client is that they're a little bit more old school.
Yep.
Like they are like, Danny, are you there? And I'm like, yeah, I'm here, but I'm not expecting you to come here. And they'll just show up here and I'll be like, okay.
I like the handshaking and you know,
taking names. I love it, but
it does make our job. It's more convenient for the client, because you have to why do you come to a broker? Is because you want to eliminate multiple branch visits and online research. You come to us because we make it convenient for you. Mm-hmm. We fit your schedule. So if you want to have a Zoom call, which we don't use Zoom, we use Google Meets, by the way, in case anybody's wondering.
Sorry, you use what?
Google Meets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the same thing.
Yeah, but we're all about the Google platform, which we can talk about next, but which I do want to talk about. But being able to get on a client's Zoom call or a Google Meets call with them on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning for 25 minutes to explain something or answer their questions is priceless.
And of course, thank you for the segue.
Back to saving time.
And this is where
being
now
more productive.
And this is where now being productive and saving time comes full circle.
Yes.
Google in a whole, from Google Meets to Gmail to Google Calendar that you can sync up your phones. Talk to me about, guys, the umbrella that is Google.
I'm going to turn off my mic and leave it up to Danny. Danny's the Google master.
Tell me why.
I think it's changed our business. Like, everything is in one spot. Everything communicates with each other. When we have, I don't know, 20 agents over here, mm-hmm. all 20 agents are communicating together with us. We're not losing a step. We're not looking for folders and files and, you know, everything's there. We record our meetings. Everything gets put into our Google Drive, like, instantly on its own.
I want to talk about Google Drive, because it is probably the most important piece of technology that we use in and over. It's over and above ChatGPT or any Zoom or any, even the CRM. A mortgage agent's biggest problem is paperwork and organization, and it could be their biggest bottleneck when it gets into this business. The way Danny and I have structured our Google Drive is the system and the process, policy, procedure, the way you do things, if you follow the way we have it set up in the drive, you will succeed in this business, because it makes the turnover from you, the agent, to the underwriter that much more smooth. It makes the way that we set and title our files, I'm sorry, for review, for compliance, for fulfillment, if you understand, like, this is industry terms, it makes their job so much easier. And I think having that set up and that process in our Google Drive is probably worth $1 million.
Well, part of the process of an agent being part of your Nesta Financial is having the help of me, Johnny, or Nick, or Rochelle, or underwriter, right? And to make that process smooth, if it's not smooth, we're not able to touch these files and help you out getting these things approved.
But even for the client's end, like, a lot of clients are, you know, they're in that, hey, let me load 5 or 6 documents into an email and email it to you. But now you're getting 7 or 8 or 9 emails. Imagine if I share a Google Drive with you. We know it's secure because it's Google. Okay. The back end is really strong, and you can just drag and drop your files into Google, and there you are.
And it's
real time.
That's the third aspect of things. The fourth out of five is, of course, a spin on it completely. It's began, maybe 6 years ago properly, Spotify. Now, Spotify brought anything audio, your own radio station, your own channel to life, where before you had to buy time on the radio. Now you can create your own.
So I actually was reading about this morning. It took 35 years for the transition from newspaper to TV. It took 35 years for the adjustment. It took 18 months for social media. In 35 years, the transition went from like 3 million to like 9 million. And it took Facebook and Instagram 18 months to get 50 million. 18 months to get 50 million users.
So what does that mean for Spotify?
So first, I think everything is about speed to implementation. It is number one. And two, it's utilizing the platforms. Obviously, you don't know what's going to win. You don't know which platform is going to really crush it. I think we have a good understanding now that YouTube's not going anywhere. Google's not going anywhere. Instagram's and Facebook and TikTok, those aren't going nowhere. As for Spotify, yeah, it gives Danny and I and everybody out there the opportunity to have your own channel. Like Taylor Swift just got Channel 13 on Sirius XM. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Sirius XM.
Yeah, she got Channel 13. I don't know if you guys heard about that today.
No.
But
other than that, she just became the first billionaire in music. That's what I heard today.
First billionaire?
Yes, yeah, first billionaire as an artist.
Ah, okay.
As an artist.
Just solo artist, not a producer or anything else. Oh, okay. That's amazing.
Wild. Jeez.
I think that's wild. But you know what, guys? So do we. We have our own channel, and it's on Spotify.
And then last, of course, is the biggest segue of them all, which you just said again. Social media, my friends. Now, I will speak personally because of this podcast, you know, it's a team effort. If it wasn't for Instagram, I couldn't be here where I am today. Instagram basically propelled my career, you know, 100x. So now my question to you guys is, because you're in the mortgage industry, do you feel that social media as a whole gave you the voice that you were longing for?
Well, I mean, social media has blown up a lot of businesses. People would have, I mean, a lot more people make money now, especially at a younger age, than anybody ever has in this world just because of social media. They're able to put themselves out there when they want to put themselves out there, which is great. It gives us the ability. This podcast runs because we're able to put ourselves out there on social media, which probably if we were trying to do this 20 years ago, I don't know, it would have been a lot more harder. We'd probably have to go through a radio station, and only if you would have heard us on a commercial type.
And like, how much would it cost?
That
it
too.
Would cost an absolute fortune.
But the best part about social media, it allows you as an individual to tell your story. It allows you to come out and talk to a wide variety of people without having to go to a studio. And it's, I don't know, I love it. I really enjoy it. I think it's changed our business in a branding aspect. It allows us to tell our story. It allows us to showcase our characters, I guess you can say. So it's really nice. Yeah.
And it keeps you in touch with everybody, which is important. How many times you go out and meet someone and you're like, hey, I saw you.
It happened yesterday. They were like, hey, you have a podcast? It's like we're famous, but we're not famous. Not yet, at least. But it is a nice way to again, I think the biggest, like I'm reading this book right now by Gary Vaynerchuk, if you guys know who he is.
Of course.
Gary V.
Yeah.
It's a few years old, the book, but it's called Jab, 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 Right Hook.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about marketing. And
New York Times bestseller. Yeah, twice.
Yes. It is a fantastic book. This is my third time reading it. Sorry, I say reading it. I listened to it while I was jogging this morning.
It's a short book. You can read it. It's not intimidating where it's 700 pages. I think it's like 100.
I can't. So my thing is I can't focus.
Whose phone is that?
Danny. I can't focus. See, distractions.
I can't focus either. Yeah.
Distractions. Yeah. When it comes
your
to
your wife, reading, by the way.
It's my wife. I'm glad my wife's messaging you.
So, the biggest. Go ahead.
So, in the book, they talk about these speed implementations and executing. And I think it has to do with utilizing technology. So, to close off this episode, utilizing tech helps us become more efficient. And one of the biggest sayings that we have in our office is you need to slow down if you want to speed up. And sometimes by just taking a step back for a second, set yourself up properly with the technologies, have everything work for you, as we call them, our digital anchors. When that systems and stuff is working for you, man, when you're sleeping, the system works. When you're sleeping, the people are watching videos. When you're not doing what you're, like when you're working in the business, people are working and looking on your business, and that's how technology helps.
Would you guys say that the biggest trap is 9 to 5? Is 9 to 5, the mentality of 9 to 5, the biggest trap? I personally believe it is. That's me. Did I just put myself out there by myself?
No. So I don't know who's putting their hand up here.
I'm not.
Okay. As the teacher, Danny.
I mean, I think 9 to 5 is needed. Because you need to schedule.
Sorry,
yourself.
That was Nick. I just wanted to let everybody know that was Nick.
But like I say, 9 to 5, I think, is needed. You need to schedule yourself in. And as much as you say it's a trap, yeah, maybe do what you got to do in 9 to 5, but you need your own time.
It's the after hours that's going to really help, man.
100%. So what you do in the 9 to 5,
that's right,
that allows other people to see outside of that, that's 9 right. to 5 yeah. is what makes
it,
your
business. It depends on what we're talking about. Like, there's a lot of people that say, oh, you know, a salary is a way for people, it's what they give you to crush your dreams. You know what? Being an entrepreneur isn't for everybody. being, you know, that's why we have bees, and that's why we have deer, and that's why we have dogs, and that's why we have cats, and that's why it's, everybody has their purpose. But to say 9 to 5 is a trap.
Well, it is, because you're counting your dollars and counting your pennies.
Well, you're
as changing. An entrepreneur, you can make as much as you truly want to, depending on how much work you put in.
Correct. But I know a lot of people that are like, look, there's some top CEOs that are making some serious money, guys, and they work 9 to 5.
But that's different. That's different.
It's still 9 to 5.
But let's talk about the average pay. Let's say between 70, and I'm being very generous, 70,000 to 100,000. That's a good pay. You still have to count your dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So as an entrepreneur, when you're making, you know, 6 figures plus almost 7, now we're talking different money.
Well, let's, okay, first and foremost.
Well, that person at one point was making 40 to 50 working 9 to 5 also. So, I mean.
Guys, I've been at this grind as an entrepreneur since I was 18 years old. I've been in sales and on commission my whole life. So there's no such thing as a 9 to 5 in this world. It's an all day, every day, from eyes open to eyes closed. Even when I'm on the soccer pitch and my son's practicing and I'm there, whether I'm coaching or I'm playing or I'm watching, I'm constantly working. I'm on my phone, I'm answering calls, I'm answering texts, I'm answering emails. So that's anybody who's in the business for self field. As for somebody who's going to work and getting a paycheck for 9 to 5, I mean, is it a trap? I mean, you know what? Some of these people are extremely happy.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm not saying no. Some people are very happy with the no stress. Once they're done work, they're done work.
Yeah, 100%. I think so. There's days. There's days I just want to go back to that 9 to 5 and say, fuck it.
Okay. So, and I fully understand.
It's hard to be on every single day. Like, you have to, like, I can, if I was working 9 to 5, I can drag my ass in there, sit at my desk, click, 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 do some tasks, fall behind a little bit and go home. But here in this, in business for self, and when you're trying to first be a leader, you know, be the front or the face, it requires a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun along the way.
Do you know what time it is?
It's, yeah, it better be tequila time.
It is tequila time, but now we're doing a little something different, guys. You know, a while ago.
What's different today?
A while ago, I am introduced for the first time a head-to-head battle, and we got a lot of feedback from a lot of people saying that we should do it again. So here we are. I'm going to pick out two of what I feel were some heavy hitters, and I need you guys to tell me if today you're going to rate which one is best.
So, like a 1v1?
Yeah. And I'm going to pick them out. You guys don't know nothing about it.
Sure.
Ready?
My man. Let's go.
1v1. But we're not trying any today. Like, I've.
What are you going dry all of a sudden? Like,
you know what? Is this
a dry April for you?
I know, right?
I actually wanted it to be a dry April, but I haven't started yet.
No, I've been pretty good. I'm going to try.
Maybe I started yesterday.
My daughter's birthday is this weekend. So, or her birthday party. Sorry, her birthday.
You know what the problem is? You're always going to make excuses. Oh, there's this. Oh, there's that. like, there you go. Like, oh,
that's why.
It's like, when are you going to do it, man? That's like, why. I would have made it a dry March, but it was my birthday. And then it was the, you know.
But that's why I tried to.
You, that you would never pair together. These are the ones working.
Well, I mean, okay.
I don't know. That's tough nookie for him. Now he's going to get this.
All right. Well, I mean, we're going to do a 1v1 on. I don't like this 1v1
Why?
On two different types of alcohol.
What do you mean?
Well, this is a.
It's tequila nonetheless.
I know, but I guess they're both. No, Reposado.
It's behind his. It's behind the chair. But
this is a.
Later.
This one's a Reposado. That's a gold. They're two different tastes overall and two different dollar values.
Yeah, I know.
I know, but like, I'm obviously going to pick this one.
So, Jess, we're live, right?
Sorry, I'm at 30. Can I stop and restart?
30 what?
Minutes.
Nah, I keep going.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So, I got a bottle of Jose Cuervo.
Yes.
Special. It's the gold.
Correct. Nothing special. That's right.
And I got a bottle of,
fuck,
I forgot what this is called.
You remember what it's called, Johnny?
Where's Wendy? She can pronounce it for us. It says it's.
Oh, this is the Ed Katrina.
Correct.
Okay.
Which we liked last time.
Which is a Reposado.
Yes. So we're going
head to head. I know, head to head. Well, I mean, this is a bottle of six for me, and that's a bottle of 8.5 for me. So
well,
that's an 8.5, and this is a 6.
Are you still keeping it at the score that you gave it last time? Because for now sure. You're going head to head. Now, Jose Cuervo, in my opinion...
I mean, so if we're looking at head-to-head, yes. I might have gave this better than a 6 alone because I'm judging what this is at that dollar value. But now I'm going head-to-head versus a different dollar value.
And that's the best part. Right I now, I really so, want to know.
This is an 8 at this dollar, 8.5, and this is a 6 if we go head-to-head.
Mainly so because of the flavor?
This is nice. The bottle's nice. Uh-huh. You know, the art behind it, the story behind this bottle, like everything about this bottle is way better than that bottle, but you're also paying for it.
So you're still sticking with your guns at
100%.
That. Johnny?
This is great for mixing.
No, I'll tell you what it's great for.
I love this as a mixer.
Okay, so we do have a disagreement here, though.
I'll tell you what it's great for. That Jose Cuervo is great for, I get real drunk at the bar and throw that bottle against the wall because it sucks.
Like too many movies.
Yep. And the Ed... But I can't pronounce Katrina. It. Yeah, that's a bottle you drink when you're happy.
Real.
And I only drink when I'm happy. So, and I'm happy all the time.
Are we drinking some?